ॐ ज्ञानतिमलन्दस्याकेन्द्रांसलकया चक्षुर्मीतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोदस्सं स्थापितं नीलबुद्धरे स्वायं रूपकरामिनं लाति स्वापदन्तिकं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुञ्चनन्दसीतजगदाधे शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I found it difficult at first to fit into this movement, fit into the rigid principles, fit into what I experienced as a very tight community. It didn't give much space, and I didn't quite know how to just be one of them. I read Prabhupada's Gita, I read the Krishna book, and I felt that Krishna consciousness was clearly true, but as far as the movement that surrounded it, to be part of it, I didn't find it easy. Too many changes had to be made in my life. So I struggled, and that struggle, it continued. I had my moments that I really wanted to stay, and also had my moments that I really wanted to run away. And I was going up and down between both, and sometimes I did run away. In the beginning, I ran away a couple of times because it was just too much of a change. So maybe that's my introduction, just to encourage everyone, we all fit in. One has to just find a place, find a situation that works. I realized it was not just the process of Krishna consciousness, but I needed a situation that worked, somewhere where I would be able to practice Krishna consciousness. So that place was Vrindavan. It was there that I fit, for one thing, because they gave me space to do service, but they didn't sit on my head and didn't tell me all the time how to do it and so on. They gave me some space to do it my way, and I needed that. What can I say? In that way, I've always been an individual fitting into a movement. Of course, when I became involved in the Hare Krishna movement, it was quite regimented, much more so than today. Some might say a military model. And I guess I'm not the best for the military, because I remember one particular thing that was told to me at the time was, don't think, just ask your superior. Now, that doesn't work, because I can't switch it off. I'm thinking anyway, I'm still thinking, right? Whatever happens, somehow or other, the thinking process didn't stop. So therefore, I didn't fit in that model. Don't think, just ask your superior. And I guess I am the So being like that, I have created a space for people who are like that. Yeah. So I have a suspicion all of you are like that also. I have a kind of a suspicion that all of you need that space. And in one sense, I respect that kind of space because I need it myself, so I understand that people might need such kind of space. And therefore, I create it, and now being in a position of spiritual authority, I'm authorizing it. It's all right, as long as you're connected with me. But then, when it comes to the authority of the spiritual master, and that is the greatest authority of all. No one ever in our life has been such an authority, not even our parents. Because at least to your parents you could say no. And I would, right? I'm not eating it, no. Finish your plate, no. But the poor starving children, give it to them. then there was more punishment. But I still wouldn't eat it. But to the spiritual master, one cannot refuse. One cannot disobey the order of the spiritual master. So the level of authority that the spiritual master has over our life, according to the scripture, is frightening. It's frightening. Therefore, in a way, it is fearsome to open one's heart to the spiritual master. Because he can give us an order that you can't refuse. He can say, if you tell him, he can give us a solution that we don't want. There are many people, they will just smile. And they offer flowers and so on, but they are not opening their heart. They will never say what's really on their mind. They just like sort of politely offer prayers. Because that's safe. That is safe. Yeah. So to actually be the willing instrument in the hand of a spiritual master is a very difficult thing to do. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the beginning, it is all about the disciple having faith in the spiritual master. It begins there. We must have faith in our spiritual master. Otherwise, how can we accept him, surrender to him? So we have faith. But later on, it changes by him having faith in us. As we are maturing in spiritual life, the spiritual master begins to place his faith in us. He begins to trust us. Oh, you take care of this. Right? And sometimes very difficult tasks. And that's really the next phase of the relationship, where we begin to, on our own strength and initiative, try to represent our spiritual master, to represent what is important to him. It is my spiritual master who told that story of the bear, right? You remember the story of the bear, maybe not. But anyway, since we are just the day after the Ramayana, and that's one story I didn't tell yesterday, I may as well tell it today. Yeah? The bear. Basically, at one point, at the very end of the whole fight in Lanka, there is Hanuman is now the fortunate messenger to tell Sita that Ravana has been defeated. He is dead. You are free to go. So these Rakshasis who had been harassing Sita all this time on the order of Ravana, they, now that Ravana is dead, they're just sitting off to one side. And Hanuman looks at that. And Hanuman looks at them and says, Sita, let me fix those Rakshasis for all that they did to you. And Sita says, no, Hanuman. No, we should not take revenge. We should see they were just following orders. They did their duty and nothing else. Why would we revenge? And Hanuman says, no, it is no problem. I can kill him in a snap. It's nothing to me, you know. Nothing to me. I can just do it like that. No, and then Sita told that story. The story of a hunter who was in the forest, and this hunter was causing havoc in chasing various animals. And then, at one point, the hunter, he comes into a bush and encounters a tiger, and the roles become reversed. Now, the tiger hunts the hunter, and he's running for his life. He sees a tree, he just runs for the tree, he climbs up in the tree. He's up in the tree and there's a bear. And down is a tiger. Just then, the tiger begins to speak and says to the bear, he says, you see that man? He is a hunter. He is our mutual enemy. If you kick him down, I will eat him. The bear says, no, I cannot do that. He has come to my home. He is my guest. No, I must respect him. No. Then the tiger says to the hunter, he says, you see that bear? If you kick down that bear, I will eat that bear instead of you. The hunter doesn't hesitate for a moment. He kicks that bear, and the bear is falling down. And last minute, the bear grabs a branch and is hanging there. And somehow or other, climbs back up, and he's back in the tree. And then the tiger says, you see what he did to you. That treacherous creature, that hunter, you cannot trust him. Kick him down now before he does it again. No, says the bear. The fact that he misbehaved doesn't justify it that I will misbehave as well. Therefore, no. So this is our bear. So my spiritual master taught me how to be a bear. Right? And taught me the importance of integrity. And taught me through thick and thin. Right? And to make that a priority. He's never said to me in so many words, make integrity a priority. You know, M-A-K-E-I-N-T. Spelling it out for me? No. But it was crystal clear. Yes, a look. Yes, a nod. That's fine. And why don't you look? Right? Look as I look. Right? You also look, as Prabhupada said, do as I do. Right? Look. It's not that the spiritual master is going to give us so many instructions. We simply learn from his example what is important to him. It is true that in the beginning, when I first became a spiritual master, I had so few disciples. I had so much time for each of them. And somehow or other they became very close to me, very intimate. Right? Now, it may not be like that. Not that same kind of time spent together. Not that same, so many personal exchanges. You know? Like today, Tota Gopinath, who didn't cry for me. I remember that. Anyway, who didn't cry for me, told me, he said, "Yes, I'm your first African disciple." He is, that's true. And more than that, we spent a lot of time together. In Durban, in Victoria, in Vrindavan. I would stay in Vrindavan, in Tota Gopinath, which is knock on my door in Vrindavan, and move in. I go live on the balcony, basically. In my room in Vrindavan, I had a room in the balcony, and he just, moved in. And then basically, I let him move in. He just stayed with me for days. What can I say? Because we had that kind of closeness in those days. For that, those who are my older disciples, they should also share with others. Everyone is sent by Krishna. Everyone is sent by Krishna to fulfill a role. It's not all going on by, a system, and everyone gets the same treatment and the same opportunity and so on. No. It's not like that. Everyone is sent by Krishna at a particular time to fit into the plan somehow or other. And by destiny, we are meant to act out the role. So some are meant to be strong. Some are meant to be exemplary. Even sometimes, I can see in a new person that still they are meant to be like leaders. Immediately, they are meant to be leaders. They are meant to be examples. Others, they may struggle and struggle. So, we must all somehow or other accept the plan that Krishna and the spiritual master have for us. I've often said what to do, right? And some people think that those three words came from me, but they didn't. They came actually, I learned it from Bhurijan Prabhu. Because as often as you heard it from me, I heard it from him. Right? What to do? So, some time ago, I have a very close connection with Bhurijan Prabhu, because we were together in Vrindavan there every day for a long time. And so, just out of the blue, one day he wrote me a letter and he said, I finally answered it, right? Finally I got the answer to the question, what to do? And then he said, do something. So, I thought about that answer for a long time. So what to do? Do something. Well, I mean, there is a point. We must do something. We cannot just think what to do. Let's do something to the best of our ability. That's what it means. At the end, it's not, good intentions, but it's what we do. So do something to the best of our ability, to the best of our insight for Krishna. And do something. So like that, that's what he said. That was nice. in this recent months, which were sort of, well, a bit intense in terms of the fast moving, overwhelming events. Some people might kind of describe it as a roller coaster experience. The what to do question came up. And all I could, and the answer I came up with this time is an answer I liked the most. And that answer was, rise to the occasion. Right? Whatever may come, rise to the occasion. What to do? Because this what to do expresses sort of the powerless position that we're all in here in the material world. Sooner or later, we come in that situation where we just feel overpowered. And what to do now? What to do now? It's beyond our power. What to do? And my answer is, rise to the occasion. Somehow or other. And let this be our guiding principle. Rise to the occasion. Yes. And take it that Krishna has meant it to be so. Krishna has placed us in this situation. And he knows who he has placed in this situation. And for what reason. Right? And therefore, we cannot think, oh, why is all this happening to me? Why not to anyone else? No. It is happening because Krishna knows who he's sending different tests to, so that we can rise to the occasion. We all receive blessings. And we receive blessings of initiations. Such a blessing of initiation, it is an opportunity, it is a responsibility, and what to do? Rise to the occasion. To live a life of purity, leave impurity behind. We're all from the age of Kali. I said in the Drakensberg during the retreat, I said, weakness is our birthright. And we are all from the age of Kali. So weakness is there. And that is why we are together this evening. This function of Vyasa Puja, where once a year we're honoring the spiritual master, is a collective function. It is a function where we come together. It is a function where we give each other strength. We share. We share some of our higher ideals, some of our doubts, some of our weaknesses, some of our struggles, some of our sorrows. We also see how different devotees find their inspiration. Some are just willing to take some words. Yes, we live in this age. Yes, I have a blog on purpose for you, right? For all of you. And some of you have contributed greatly to that blog. And that is I'm very happy about that, because I have books with quotes also made by different devotees. And I'm happy about that, because at least it makes things, well, at least we share things in that way. Once I was reading a quote of Srila Prabhupada which impressed me a lot. And that quote was that Prabhupada said, I'm instructing my disciples intimately, or sorry, I'm intimately instructing my disciples publicly. What do you think about that? That's really something. I'm intimately instructing my disciples publicly. And I thought it was, to me, it was like lightning, like a thunderbolt. I was thinking, it's not about those moments you know, those cherished moments alone by, you know, at the side of the campfire, and where, you know, where I like really sharing something extremely deep. No, it is, it goes way beyond. It is actually, this movement is very intimate. And we are intimately connected. Because we're all endeavoring. I said before, generally speaking, I attract the individuals, right? Because I'm individualistic by nature. Yeah, and I am ready to give every individual his space for his character. Everyone can have room for their character, but there's no room for Maya, right? Of course. Yeah. And whatever Maya comes in, I am understanding, right? But when I'm only understanding and only holding your hand for all your Maya and give you sympathetic words, then I'm cheating you. Then I'm cheating you. Because then I'm acting different from Krishna. Because Krishna, he will keep you in the material world for you, Maya. What can I say? And I can say, yes, I understand. No, no, of course, I know why you can't chant your rounds. It's logical. You're tired. It's so simple. You're tired. Yes, I understand. No, 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 completely. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. But the fact of the matter is, Krishna wants pure devotional service. Krishna wants surrender. It's all over his scriptures. Right? It's very clear. It's there in his own example, Krishna's daily activities. And in the Krishna book, you can read Krishna's daily activities when he's in Dwarka. Exemplary. Yeah? The house, the exemplary householder. Right? For what reason? For us, of course, to set standards. So the standards come from Krishna, not from me. Yeah? I am repeating. And I'm trying to not present him to you like a ton of bricks, right? Like with thunder and, you know, and all these things, and thou sinners, thou wilt burn, and thou shalt. I'm trying to be open, but in the end of the day, we have to take advantage of the opportunity and embrace purity. Okay? That's the thing to embrace, purity. And gradually that purity becomes classified. In the beginning, okay, purity, maybe one word, purity, and some idea of it. Later on we will learn. We have to develop the qualities of the mode of goodness. We'll learn what they are. We'll learn gradually what are divine qualities, what are demoniac qualities. We'll gradually learn what is pleasing to Krishna, what is not pleasing to Krishna, and all these things we learn over time. And thus, our understanding of what purity is becomes more refined. But we have to embrace it. We have to embrace it. That is ultimately the purpose of our relationship. The purpose is our purity. Purity to live a life according to the will of Krishna. And okay, we can take a little time to get there. It cannot be done, you know, in a snap. But, yeah, you know my tortoise story, I guess. The tortoise lane. The slow lane on the German Autobahn, whereas in the fast lane no speed limit, and then tortoises to the right. drive on the right side is the slow lane in German. No, we are... Let us go back to Godhead. Oh. This lifetime. That is the idea. So, I'm sitting here this evening to bring us together. Bring us together in that commitment. For those who are strong by nature, please carry others. For those who are weak by nature, please take shelter of others. Somehow or other, collectively, we are doing, and no one is strong all the time. But still, some are stronger by nature. They're meant to lead, and others are more meant to follow. So whatever it is, we are all taking our roles, somehow or other. I was given this role of spiritual leadership by my spiritual master, and I'm trying to embrace it and make that my life, you see. Yeah, as far as me personally concerned, I'm going through the motions of being in the material world, like all of us. I have a material body, and like all of us, and it goes through the motions of material existence, right? And whatever circumstances will come about, I will rise to the occasion. That is my determination. Meanwhile, the recent events have been a blast, I would say. Kind of something that stops you in your tracks a little bit. So, although many of you have said that, you appreciated that I was giving lectures, but I was calculating it. I was sort of, doing the lectures, but I was also resting, right? At the moment, Mongolarty, I've been Mr. Mongolarty for all these years. Right now, Mongolarty is something, I don't even think about Mongolarty, to be honest. I think about resting as much as I can, right? That's what I do. Because now I live by what Prabhupada said. First health, then sadhana, and then service. So I've been a bit more withdrawn in the last few months. I wrote letters to you asking for some privacy, besides explaining my situation, because I could not just put all that energy which I've put for all these years. I have, in the last 20 years, traveled, I think, about 4 million kilometers, and I have for many, many years given 2, 3, sometimes 4 lectures a day. I have met with so many people and so on, and I think that was the Madhya Lila, right? The Madhya Lila. I think it's over now. The Madhya Lila is over. I think this thing is the beginning of the Antya Lila. Exactly what the Antya Lila will look like and how long it will be, that's up to Krishna. I mean, we hope that, many, many more years to come. That would be good, because somehow or other, now by the grace of Krishna, we have some ability to share knowledge about spiritual life. So I'd like to carry on with that. I don't know what I can do. I do know just though that I have to consolidate my energy a bit. Right? I have sometimes compared it to the karate movie where, you know, you see these karate heroes and doing different kicks and moves and everything. And then at the end, you know, the old Zen master comes out and he doesn't move very much, right? But he just has that chi, you know, that concentrated energy. And he just throws that chi. Yeah. And with more result. So less frequent, but more condensed. I see myself going in that direction. Less energy, but more condensed. Less lectures, but maybe deeper, maybe stronger. Less flying, less visitors, less driving, less ratiyatras. Less. I don't see myself as, you know, yeah, it's nice if I would have a tombstone which would say he was a ratiyatra man. But, you know, if that ultimately would be my ultimate contribution to mankind, right? I don't know if I would be satisfied with that, Krishna Kripa. If I would come on my own funeral and read the stone saying Kadambakarna Swami, he was a ratiyatra man. And you go, okay. Nice. Of course, mind you, Kavichandra Maharaj tells the story that Jayananda told him, that Prabhupada told Jayananda, you're still with me. Kavichandra Maharaj says that Jayananda heard from Prabhupada that at the end of your life you see the movie with all the highlights of your life, and when it comes to the picture of Jagannath, the picture will stop there. And Jagannath will just stay there and you go back to God. That was for Jayananda, clearly. So, whatever. Yes, I will try and do some of these things. Surely. I will try and do. But maybe not as much as before. I was also thinking, if I would have, you know, like when you go into this kind of cancer thing, then the first thing is, it's okay. They find a tumor, then they have to find out if it is malignant, how, you know, and all these things, right? So you go into the uncertainty phase, right? And it goes through several stages of tests, etc., before we finally narrowed it down. Did it spread to other locations? Da, da, da. How far did it actually penetrate in the location? All these kind of things take time to narrow down. So in the beginning, you're basically on death row, right? Until they start to rule it out. So, okay, so it's a little while on death row, which in itself, as came out, was okay. But if I was thinking, if I would die now, right, I wouldn't regret so much that I missed Newcastle Ratiyatra one time, because I've been there so many times. I've done my best for the Newcastle Ratiyatra. And maybe it's the younger guys that should do it now, like Savi Sachi and you know, and then. But I'll try Krishna Kripa next year. We'll see what Krishna wants. But the one thing I was thinking, I didn't finish my books. And that was like something really lacking, something I really didn't do. So, in this, not just books with quotes, for which I write a quick foreword or something, or give a title, like Words of a Public Hermit. That's my title, because that's me, the public hermit. Yeah. We'll get into that later. Yeah.
But whatever. No, to actually write some proper books, because I think those books will live beyond me.
And that is... So that's what I want to focus on now, coming out of this experience, at least for some substantial time, and to produce something substantial. So, some change. It's time for a change. That is... But not for a change in our relationship of either a guru disciple or friends, you know what I'm saying? No, that will remain. That will all remain. Rather, those relationships should also be deeper. But yeah, how many kilometers can one fly and drive and all this, you know, for a lifetime? I don't know. It's been a lot, covered a lot of ground, and a lot of air. So, that's on a personal note, right now. I think that that would be the most valuable thing I could contribute right now, my first priority, to focus on writing. As far as my relationship with you all, as I want to focus on writing, I don't mean writing answers to emails or WhatsApp messages or so on. I mean writing books, writing things of depth and value. So ultimately it has to come to quality from all sides. It's the quality that counts. From my side, I have to rise to the occasion of really like going deeper and deeper in my relationship with Krishna, and then sharing that with you as a spiritual master. And you have to rise to the occasion of you yourself, on your own initiative, being serious devotees. Conquer the weaknesses. And where personal weakness is there in following spiritual standards, take more shelter. Where we are not able to overcome personal weakness in following spiritual standards, the problem is not our personal weakness. The problem is we're not putting the iron in the fire. And that's why it doesn't act like fire. The problem is we don't take shelter. And say, I cannot take shelter because my job doesn't allow it. Change job. Change your life. You know, if that's what it is. I was thinking like you. I was thinking, if I take over that business from my father, that would be like spiritual suicide. So, I didn't do it. Instead, I joined the Hare Krishna temple. Yeah. I lived in the temple. At least, I didn't get a lot of money, but at least I got a lot of Krishna. I'm living in the temple. That was good. So, I'm glad with the choice that I made. So make the choice that need to be made to be spiritually strong, somehow or other. Yes, you know, we also got a reminder of the temporary nature of our presence in the material world, and that is a fact. So, therefore, what to do? I hope that I can offer support to all of you for many years to come. I wish to do that. At the same time, though, within my capacity, marriage, and also having to look after myself. And but beyond that, you know, it is my desire that we all take advantage and all go back to Godhead and encourage each other. We are a spiritual family. We're part of Prabhupada's family, first of all. And we all should do something for Srila Prabhupada. You know, we cannot just, it's not enough to just be a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We should do something for Prabhupada. We should try and do something. Yeah. And, you know, like I said earlier on, we have to change. We're meant to change. We come to this movement to change. To become a pure devotee means to change, because we are conditioned souls.
And it's a change.
One second. So the first thing, initiation means to embrace purity. That's what we're promising. And then after that, to embrace purity for life. And then the next thing that comes is to understand better what purity means over time, in greater depth, in greater detail, more refined. So many refined dealings. Dealings between Vaishnavas that are very refined. And so, and in our lectures, we're discussing these principles, like I've spoken about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, how he wanted to leave, and how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy were asking him not to go, because soon rainy season would come, and that would cause so much inconvenience, and this and that. And that each time they were trying to stop him from leaving, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Finally, after, I forgot now, 4 or 6 months had passed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought up the following point and said, I've had the desire to go to Vrindavan for a long time, but if I have obliged you by staying here all this time, now I beg you to please let me go. What could you say after that? He had obliged, he had adjusted for them, for their sake. So you see, one Vaishnava adjusts for another, and as a result, one becomes indebted to another. So relationship is all about indebtedness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur expressed his indebtedness to his disciples. And he said, I am greatly indebted to you because you are giving me an opportunity to speak about Krishna. So yes, it is, our relationship is not one way. It is not just that the spiritual master is endlessly nourishing his disciples. No, it is nourishing both ways. The spiritual master is getting nourished when he sees how the disciples are flourishing, how they are doing so many nice things. That is what gives him life. Remember Srila Prabhupada? He said when he heard the book scores that would give him life. Of course, book distribution, yes, but also so many other things. Preach in other ways. We see how Yadubar came and was sent by Newsweek to do an article on Prabhupada. Time Magazine, to do an article on Prabhupada. And And then he just stayed. He became so impressed by him that he stayed. And he filmed Prabhupada. And all the film we have, it's all from Yadubar. Yeah. And it's like, and okay, he works it, he edits it in different ways, and so on. And all this footage, which is so important to us, because it has brought Prabhupada closer, and so much closer than all the words could have ever done. We could see for ourselves how majestic he looked. We could see for ourselves how relaxed he was in a TV interview.
Sitting like this.
Very relaxed. We can see. All by Yadubar's service. So we are all, many of you are very capable, very talented, very skilled. So I'm asking you to please make a contribution to this movement beyond just being a devotee yourself. Right? Beyond just being a good devotee, which is of course the first thing we would want, you know, follow the four principles, chant 16 rounds. But we want more than that, a contribution to somehow or other put this movement, bring this movement to the forefront in the world. Somehow or other, it is meant that everyone in the world gets an opportunity to connect to Krishna consciousness, everyone. So then it has to be translated into so many forms and shapes so that people can take it. Yes, life goes quick. And we should take this Krishna consciousness fully and embrace that purity. Then we can, after that, we can do so much service. And that is very valuable. If I look at my life and say it's a life, I tried that. I tried to embrace the purity. I've tried to learn more about it. I've tried to do service for Srila Prabhupada's movement. And these things are on my mind. Yes, 4 million kilometers in 20 years has connected me with many people in many places. And I have been very energetic. I have given everything maximum energy. And as I say, it comes now to the Chi Master approach, at least to a degree. So it is also then that the community of disciples, I don't know if you have children, but some of you may have children. And the first one is different. It's different than the later ones. Because the first one has to discover everything. And the parents also. It's a whole discovery thing. The second one copies the first one. So basically the second one doesn't discover all the solutions of how to deal with things. No, it just looks at the first one. What's the first one doing? That's what the second kid will do. It goes like that. So the same in a spiritual family, that should be there. So yes, the elder disciples should be the strong ones. Right? Of course, everyone becomes elder as time goes by. And it's like somehow or other, you know, I'm approaching 40 years now in as a devotee. Right, just getting close to that. So 40 years is sort of like a good chunk of time, right? Anything. You've done 40 years, basically, is what has... Yeah, that's the bulk of your life. That's really the substance of your life. So time goes like that. Yeah. Although, in one sense, you know, compared to some very senior members in this movement, I'm only a newcomer on the block, right? With my 40 years, right? It's like, you know, when I joined, my spiritual master took sannyas at that same time. Yes? So, that means, okay, he's got practically 40 years of sannyas then, right? A simple calculation will show. So what can I say? And my spiritual master, he joined in New York in 1968. And he said, I joined too late. He said, I joined too late. He said, when I joined, it was all over. Like, 68, it was all over, you know. Some of you weren't even born yet, you know. And spiritually, definitely not born. How was it all over? He said, no, those first years, from 66 to 68, that's like, those are the early years, you know, with Prabhupada, Hayagriva Kirtananda, Satsvarup, and Brahmananda, and something like that. He said, when I came, that was over. I joined too late. So everyone may feel that we joined too late. Yeah? We joined too late. But we are, the same opportunity is there. The same opportunity is there. Don't think, yes, those who were with Prabhupada, right, they got special mercy. Because Prabhupada, by his personal presence, invested them with so much inspiration, they could fly. They could fly, they had wings, they could fly. Don't think like that. Because it wasn't like that. They had to struggle. They had to struggle. And we see that, that many of the followers of Prabhupada also, of those intimate followers of Prabhupada, struggled. That is there for every individual. That cannot be taken away. That is the minute independence that we have to offer back to Krishna. For not once, but continuously. Continuously. Yeah, somehow or other. So that struggle I want you to take. Yeah? Embrace it. The struggle for purity. Who says it's easy? The struggle to do something for Prabhupada. Who says it's easy? Yeah? It's not. But that struggle I want you to take. And as I'm trying to take it, because that is the answer to what to do. Let us rise. Rise to the occasion. It's such an amazing movement. It is so glorious. It's come into our life. What can I say? It's just extraordinary. Okay, I think my talk now has been going on for a while. It gives me energy as I'm talking. As I'm getting a little tired of offering after offering after offering, you must also be getting tired. Right? So what I want to do is, I cannot leave without kirtan. Right?
Yes.
A little kirtan I have to do.
Yes.
So I want to do a little kirtan, then we'll cut the cake, and then we'll cut the program short. Right? After the cake, there should officially be an offering of Pushpanjali and so on, but I just don't have the energy anymore for all that. So, what to do?